This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, yes, say yes for Friday. It's not Friday the 13th, but almost. It's Friday the 12th. So, ladies, shall we consider it to be Friday the 13th and with all of the supplemental things that go along with that, or should we just give it a pass? Friday the 13th is actually a lucky number for many people. It's just our silly
Taylor
superstitions.
Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Friday the 13th. What's Taylor Swift got to do with Friday the 13th?
She loves 13. 13 is your lucky number.
Well, I love you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here to put all of the stories together, including what's trending. So let us directly head to the east. That's Victoria, because Jennifer's in the west. So in the east, Victoria, what's trending?
Not a whole lot's going on. It's kind of a quiet Friday. Camila Cabello is, her debut album is breaking records, so she's trending on Twitter. The 2018 Critics' Choice Awards are trending, and Don Lemon is trending because he and President Trump are going at it again, apparently. So,
what is his status? Why does he think he has the status to put a lot of, is it just CNN or... obviously, there are no reins on him. What do you mean he's going at it again? What status does
he
have?
He said Trump supporters, bless your heart, last night.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
What? Well, maybe I missed
it. It was in response to Trump's comment, which we cannot say on the air, about the countries that we're letting in, the S-hole companies, or countries. So that's it was his response to that. Basically
can
saying
we find somebody
racist.
From Norway to come in, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I think that was part of what he said. But, again, these people, these self-aggrandizing sorts who think that they have that status or they try to get that status, and instead of being news people, I couldn't imagine Don Lemon getting a job anywhere else, frankly.
I don't know. It seems like now everyone's like that, so I think he could probably go to different places.
I find
there's really no... but. There's really no hard news places left, right?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Everything seems to... Great News, which is a comedy that Jen and I both like, they constantly comment on this kind of stuff, that it's no longer about journalism, and it's just opinion-based, whatever you want to call journalism, in sarcastic air quotes now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know where you would go anymore.
Well, journalism has died. Might as well have a funeral for
Well, it, it's just a different... It's morphed into a whole different thing now.
It's opinion
mm-hmm.
journalism
it's not,
now.
It isn't journalism in the sense
right.
that what I grew up with was looking for the news, looking for facts, looking for information. You pass it along. And there was, as I cut my teeth a number of years ago doing this, there was no room. I remember, as a matter of fact, Rush Limbaugh and I had this conversation when he and I visited back in the days when I was in Cincinnati. How many times he got fired for after he had done a story as a newsman. He was a newsman before he was a disc jockey. And as a matter of fact, he was working in Kansas City, I think, if I remember the story correctly. He would say things about whatever the news was, and the people who were running the station said, you can't do that. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to tell people what the facts are. This is the news. And so that's how he branched off into the talk, and that's how he developed a style that he has still today, and many other people try to copy him. They don't do a very good job of it, but
Then you could sort of say he may have been a trailblazer in this new world of journalism then, because everything
is
editorialized.
I don't
journalism is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not journalism.
Yeah, I wish there was a place where you could go to just get news and not everybody else's political slant or their opinions. And the perfect example is Oprah at the Golden Globes. Instead of having a news organization report on Oprah doing that, you had a news organization say, President Oprah, everybody all stand for President Oprah. That's not the job of a news media. The news media is to say Oprah Winfrey gave a speech.
Yeah, that
was
well
received.
Totally
blah, blah, blah. And here's what she said. That's journalism. It's not about saying this is the person who should be president, or I'll stand and respect the president, or whatever other comments were made. That's just ridiculousness. That's tabloid journalism.
So are we falling for it, though? Because it seems to be, as Victoria just indicated, that's the trend. That's where it's going. And
yeah, because everybody in journalism thinks that they're entering into this field to be a star. And so everybody wants to come up with the gotcha, or they want to come up with something just as wild and crazy as what they think they're covering. And so it's just everybody's attempt to become a personality instead of valuing truth. And one thing about Walter Cronkite is he wasn't the glamour guy who needed to be on a red carpet. He told a story.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are not doing that anymore. These people want to become the story. And that's a really big, huge difference between what was journalism and what is journalism.
So let's go back, Jennifer Victoria, to the day when, in August of 1988, Rush Limbaugh started doing what he's doing now. And then look at the rest of the world that was on the radio and on television, thinking about some of the people that were on the radio at the time. Michael Jackson's a good example. Joe Pine is another example. Long John Neville. There were a number of people who were just characters. They didn't even really talk about the news. They told stories about what was going on in the lives of people who were not in the news. So Limbaugh, maybe, if we are able to pull this apart, if you analyze it, may have been the person who did start all of this stuff. At least on the radio, that's pretty clear. I don't know about on the television, because, Jennifer, as you just noted, the people that were the quote-unquote stars at the time, Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, some of the people, I'm just trying to think of, Howard K. Smith, who was on ABC at the time, they told a story. There was no opinion. When Charles Osgood started, he was a newsman, and then he began telling stories because he was such a good storyteller. Unfortunately, he's going to retire shortly, because he his age is, I think, 86 or 87, and he is not able to do the things that he used to do. But those storytellers had, there was color in their voice, there was color in the words, the way they would put stories together. Now it's just like Ham and Eggers, who are just slapping stuff together and throwing it at the wall to see what sticks. So you, maybe your observation about Limbaugh may be correct. Maybe is when it all started.
Maybe.
You know,
it's in my lifetime, though, I don't study news. I feel like Jen has been around it and probably is a great student of news and journalism. I think I paid attention to it as much as a regular person would. But in my lifetime, everyone on the news, to me, has sort of had a celebrity aspect, whether it was Matt and Katie in the morning on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And they get put, I know that they're hosting a morning show, but they do get called serious journalists when they get opportunities to interview world leaders and people who are important, and then they put on their serious hat. So when they go back and forth, and I think Matt Lauer is probably a great example of this, back and forth between serious and tabloid journalism, it has blurred the line for an entire generation of people, which is why I'm not surprised that anyone has this sort of opinion journalism, or that everyone has it, because that's what I've grown up with. So I never had, like, the Walter Cronkites and the serious journalists, and I never had any of that. So to me, it has always been this way. It's just a little bit worse.
That's why I think it's happening, and I don't necessarily think it's because millennials want it, but I think that's what people think they want. And with social media and everything, it's like you go on air and you do all of this stuff so that you can trend on Twitter or on Facebook, so that I guess they're trying to reach a younger audience, because that's where a younger audience is looking for news. And looking at Don Lemon trending, and all these people are, you know, not quoting this, but Yas Queen, and like all of these other things that are like kind of silly memes and silly things that people say. It's like, that's what the news media is trying to achieve. And I don't know if that's what the audience is really looking for, or even if they think that's what they're looking for. I don't think they realize it's kind of dangerous.
Well, if you think about it, Brian Williams' entire career ended on a talk show. So if that's the minute you have news anchors on the Tonight Show as guests and they're there doing funny things and becoming quote unquote stars, that journalism has already been blurred. Those lines don't even exist anymore. And he told a lie in trying to tell a fabulous fabricated story, and that ended his career. So it just, to me, it's just, this is not new in 2017 or 2016 or 2015. This has just been around for a while. And
well,
I think that there's a generational thing. Yeah, it's been getting worse.
Social media has helped this, because social media has provided a platform for everybody to have an opinion. I think, I know Doug and I will remember that it was a big thing for Hollywood stars not to tell you who they were politically. It was a thing for our friend Ed McMahon. All the late night hosts tried to hide who they were politically. All the actors in Hollywood didn't want to do that because they didn't want to isolate people. But I think now we've got this culture of just everybody gives everybody their opinion, whether they want it or not. We put it out there, and it's maybe the social media culture, whatever it is, it just, things have really changed. And I think, and to some extent, maybe call me crazy, but I think politicians have actually pushed this along a little bit. Because while they're all busy fighting things out, while we're watching people fight, Democrats, Republicans, they're busy just kind of not doing anything and lining their pocket with special interests and making money and having a career for themselves while everybody else is at war. And that's a really scary place to be, I think.
One of the things that also, as I turn the page a little bit here to the other form of entertainment on the radio, that is music, I am noting some... there, when here in Los Angeles, on the dial 100.3 was a very popular, with all ages, a very popular sort of classic rock station. But the reason people listen to it is because not necessarily just the music, but the intelligence of the people on the air, the announcers, if you will, the personalities. They would tell you stories about the music, about the people who sang the music, and that has gone from the radio as well. I grew up on that. As a disc jockey, I was encouraged because it worked. You could listen to all the big stations in any city, and it was a personality telling stories about the music or the musicians or just having fun with things as they led into a song. And then Top 40 came along, and that sort of killed all of that. We're sort of in the era of Top 40 everything now. But we're missing it, and you could feel it because the ratings, that station has gone away because it was sold, and the people who were listening to it lost what they wanted to hear, and they haven't gone to another station, they just went away. And that's what happens, I think. That's the danger for those of us who are doing this for a living, whether it's on the radio or on the television. We have alienated so many people of all ages, and we don't seem to realize that that's what we're doing by taking the approach that we do and alienate. Jennifer just said it as well as anybody. You lose half the audience by expressing yourself and your opinion because the other half of the audience doesn't agree. And if they don't know, there are plenty of things to talk about, and there are plenty of times on the air when any of us will talk about something that's going on or a person that we don't express what our feelings are politically, and we don't have to because that isn't necessarily what the audience wants. They want to know a little more about the story, about the personality, or what you think, but they don't necessarily have to wrap it around the expectation that you will be polarizing. As that's what I remember when my daughter was telling people when she was in school, kids would always ask, what did your father or mother do for a living, et cetera, et cetera, and when he got around to Megan would say that I was a radio host. And so they'd query her, and often the question was, is he like Rush Limbaugh? And Megan chortled at that, because it wasn't then and it isn't now. But yet, that's what people think. That's a name that has become synonymous with talking about things on the radio. It wasn't as I grew up. There was no such thing as Rush Limbaugh. There were no people that were doing that. So he carved out a niche, and he created a vast empire for himself and created an interest in the radio in terms of having a format that worked very well. But under the circumstances, it's it may be becoming a little passé. It's 21 after the hour here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But her style today is different, is it not? Than this? How old is this song, Karen?
It's about the same style, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the song is probably, what, is it more than 10 years old?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting old.
15,
oh,
yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, I think her style is pretty much the same.
Well, Britney is in the music news because she has signed a new deal in Las Vegas. The old one that she had at Planet Hollywood ended on New Year's Eve. But she wants to keep dancing there, so she signed a deal to perform at the Park Theater, same spot where Lady Gaga will kick off a 74-date run next December. Bruno Mars, Ricky Martin, and Cher have all done recurring performances at that theater, which is inside the Monte Carlo Resort. They are one of the people that was quoted in terms of anonymity. I love that. They want to comment, but they don't want to be quoted. They are really trying to compete with some of the more established venues in Las Vegas. That's why they're bringing
a new resort. Is that why they need to compete?
I don't know this one, Jennifer. Do you know this one?
This is part of the Monte Carlo, and it's an old one that they're trying to revamp. So they put in this new, this big concert venue, and Lady Gaga was their first big sign. So now Britney Spears, and I think there's, like, all the other people that are signed on. It's going to become one of the top-tier entertainment places. So they've done a really good job by rebranding themselves. This is actually right next to the T-Mobile Arena where the Las Vegas Knights play, the hockey team. So they're trying to make that kind of a new entertainment center on the Strip.
Well, apparently they made her an offer and she couldn't refuse because she loves it there, and who doesn't want to get $1 million a night?
Well, and she sells out all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
So she's a cash cow. So whoever signed her was a...
Her tickets are already expensive. I can't imagine that they're going to go down in price, so it's probably only going to get more money to see Britney. I think I paid $150 to see her, and might have gone up to 250 by the end of this last year.
Oh, wow.
So she likes it because she's living there and her children, both the sons, Preston at 12 and Jaden 11, are happy that she's around too. So that's a motivator, which isn't a bad motivator.
She's gotten involved in Vegas charities. She has a wing at a local children's hospital named after her now. And so it seems like she's definitely found a home in Vegas. So I'm not surprised that she would want to continue performing.
Yeah, well, good for her and good for them. Speaking of tours and venues, that sort of thing, the connection that Miranda Lambert and Little Big Town have, they have a joint summer venture they have just announced. They call it the Bandwagon Tour, kicking off July 12th in North Carolina. The first set of dates for the co-headlining tour will be on the East Coast and the Midwest, 13 shows. More dates will be announced soon. So they have... what in common, Jennifer?
They both just sing country music, and they both have, a similar sound, I guess. But I think they probably just joined forces. They have not toured together before, I don't think. At least not to my knowledge.
Talk about an easy sellout tour.
Yeah.
This will be sold out in seconds.
So they have combined, between the two of them, 36 ACM award wins, 21 CMAs, and 4 Grammys. And so, as you've suggested, it will be it's easy to predict what success is going to be. It's like a duh.
Yeah.
You don't go for Miranda, you go for Little Big Town. Yep.
Yep. So it'll be part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket Sale. It's going out on the 26th of this month at megaticket.com. You know, I would like not to even mention them. These ticket companies are such, what a bunch
lot of fees.
Users.
Lot of fees.
Right.
That's what's great about
minutes after the hour.
No fees.
Yeah.
Be assertive, not aggressive. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was on a flight, and in the seat behind me, a man in his early 20s appeared to feel it was okay to loudly cuss and say intimidating statements, even though there were children on the flight. I stood up, turned around, and said, "I appreciate that you have a lot of confidence, but it's unacceptable to speak that way in front of children." Saying that was enough to elicit an apology and a change in his behavior. But the point I want to make is this: being peaceful does not entail being walked on or not standing up for others when the time is right. And by being assertive, but not aggressive, behavior can change. When we set our egos aside and do what's right for the greater good, we can elicit the right kind of change. But to do so, we have to put our egos aside. For more on anger management and assertiveness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
At the hour now, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with some pretty good news for those of you who are looking at your first paychecks of the year. I thought it would be instructive for us to look at what the IRS yesterday issued, the set of guidelines that will determine how your paycheck changes following on the new tax law that was passed at the end of last month. The guidelines go to employers and to the people who process your paycheck, and then they'll adjust the amount of taxes that are being withheld from your paychecks. So, looking at the numbers, you can see a net drop in taxes being withheld in all of the 11 income categories. Was it 14 before? How many different categories were there before? I'm trying to remember.
I haven't been so long since I got a paycheck.
Nice.
I don't remember. Huh? Well,
nice.
I haven't seen a paycheck for a long time. I think the last time I saw a paycheck was when I worked at KABC in the 90s, frankly. That just means that I work for myself, and so under the circumstances, the whole, this speaks to about half of the country, because so many people are self-employed, so many people are working on a contract basis, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, you know, we talk about there being 4 million employees that work for the government. Do you know that there are that many contractors who work for the government? There are as many contractors who are not full-time employees who work for the federal government, state governments, that sort of thing. So let's take a worker who earns $60,000, which is kind of the national median. I remember not that long ago, Jennifer, we were talking, it was before Kara and Victoria were around, but the average income was 40, I remember the numbers, 48, 49,000, which was only a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you're a worker earning $60,000 a year, you will get $112 more in your paycheck, $1,344 more this year in your paycheck if you don't get a raise than you got last year. And then there are all kinds of other things, married workers, there's a change in that. If you make $150,000, your gross pay probably, if you get paid twice a month, is about $6,250. Federal taxes withheld last year on that amount of money, $1,117. Federal taxes withheld this year on that kind of money, $931. So your increase in take-home pay is $187. And you can go down to $80,000, and the federal tax withheld this year is $326,000 versus $407. So you got a raise of $81. So I think it's all of the rhetoric and all of the stuff back and forth in terms of how this bill itself works, where it comes to the plate of the average person, perhaps is better demonstrated by what Walmart announced yesterday, because they're the largest private employer in the world. They are going to raise the starting wage for their hourly employees to $11 an hour. They're going to expand maternity benefits, parental leave benefits, provide a one-time $1,000 cash bonus to some of their full-time employees, and they say that it's a direct result of the overhaul of the tax laws. Their starting wage before was $9 an hour. So with this sort of thing, according to them, their chief executive officer said yesterday, tax reform gives us the opportunity to be more competitive globally and to accelerate plans for pay increases in the United States. We're in the early stages of assessing the opportunities tax reform creates for us to invest in our customers and our associates and to strengthen our business as well. So the shareholders are going to be better off. I think, say what you will about whether the tax fell, the benefits fell to the richest Americans or whatever. I don't know, because that isn't the person who is being affected by this. And so I don't see... You can clamor all you want about this is the corporations and all. I don't. If they're passing it back to the employees, if you want to be cynical, they can say, "Well, look at how much more they're putting in their coffers. They could probably pay $14 an hour." I don't know that that's the point. I think some people will see the dark side of it and say, "Yeah, they should have done this, that, or the other thing." And this on the heels of Walmart announcing also yesterday they were going to close 63 Sam's Clubs. As a matter of fact, I think they just shut them down. Didn't
yesterday,
they?
It all week? Happened at
they
once.
All shut them
yesterday.
Yeah. Right. So the Walmart Corporation, which owns Sam's Club, named after the founder, Sam Walton.
Do we know why? Did they ever talk about what happened? Because apparently, according to some of the reports, the stores just shut down and nobody knew.
Well, because they're not relevant. They haven't kept Sam's Club up with Costco.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And Walmart, too. So
yeah. They're fighting against themselves. It's silly for them to be offering something. This was an idea for a while when the club routine started, like BJ's mm-hmm. of the world.
Does BJ's still exist?
Yep. BJ's is a company, actually, that's headquartered in my hometown. And they do well in New England and the Northeast. I don't know how they do elsewhere. I've never seen a BJ's out here, Jennifer. Have you?
I've never seen one, no. I've never seen one. Restaurants called BJ's, which are delicious sports bars, but...
No, that's not related. But I think that tells you that some parts of the country value this sort of thing differently. And so there are regional success stories for these sorts of things, but not many. We've become... If you drive up and down the highway, no matter where you go, maybe the best example is Florida and maybe Southern California. When you drive into Los Angeles on the 10 and you go through the Inland Empire and then you kind of cross over into Los Angeles County, it's one mall after another mall after another mall after another mall after another mall. And in every city, you see the same stores. It's the same chains. And in Florida, my God, it's worse in Florida than it is here. It's the same, and then you can look around the country. I don't know, Kara, you can drive around anytime I'm driving around Washington, especially the suburbs, not in the city itself, because the city itself has its own sort of unique flavor. But if you drive around any of the beltways, it's the same thing. Tyson's Corner is the same thing as Silver Springs, and you go to New York, I don't see any of that. You can see the same stores kind of in New York City, but because the buildings and the feel of the city are so much different, I think unique is the word for you for the situation in New York, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside, you go to Long Island, and you can see that same influence. And you go sort of down into Jersey a little bit, or up along the coast in Connecticut, and you can certainly see it in Massachusetts, where I am, although it's not mall on top of mall, but wherever there is a mall, it's pretty much always the same tenants. And so we have this, we've gone away from, for whatever the reason, the local people, although I think... I think the exception to this, hardware stores and local restaurants. What do you think? For whatever the reason, there's always a local hardware store.
That's
even
true.
In the face
we use
of
ours.
Home
We've
Depot.
Got an Ace Hardware right up the street from us. And so when we're in New York City, and we use it all the time. So that's true.
Yeah.
Definitely easier to find that. Well, I guess maybe in New York, Victoria, you might have like local little groceries. For me in Southern California, it's hard to find like a mom and pop grocery store. You would never see that.
Or bodegas everywhere.
Or like a store on par with a Target or a Walmart. I mean, you're just going to get a Target or a Walmart, really. Mm-hmm. You're never going to find.
In Santa Monica, Jennifer, there are local ethnic markets that you can find.
For sure.
Venice as well that are successful. There will only be maybe one or two of them, but they cater to a different crowd because there is a different crowd here that wants to have different, and the bigger stores are recognizing it. They realize that people want something that's that has better quality associated with it, and they don't mind paying
for it. I just mean a place where you'd go and you can buy everything on your grocery list. Definitely, there are awesome ethnic markets all throughout Southern California where you can go in and get specialty items or whatever you're looking for. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think there's a lot of good news wrapped around all of these things, the tax news and the...
It won't be good news for people in 2027, but for now it's fine to get a little more in your paycheck. But they're going to have to fix it because people who make $75,000 and less are going to pay more in taxes by 2027 the way the plan's laid out. So
that's the it's so silly because the reason for that sunset clause is there was a procedural thing in the Senate, and that's where a lot of laws get kind of screwed up because procedurally to vote things through they have to have an ending to them, and so the promise. Is, at least from lawmakers, and you could probably take that with a grain of salt, but the promise is that they're going to be able to rework that so that it continues on.
Make it
permanent, I guess, would be their language. They want to
make
it permanent.
So many, I can speak more to the farm bill because of my background as a farmer. These bills change every year. There's a bill that gets passed, and it's supposed to last for 10 years. You know, there's a big movement, and it's appropriate to sunset all of these laws. There are so many laws that are on the books that have no impact, that are valueless, and there are so many adjuncts to departments where there are people who are hired to do things 10 years ago that don't have anything to do now. But they're federal employees, they just keep them, and they don't do anything. And there's plenty of that. So sunsetting is an important aspect. I think most people, when they understand the term or they understand the concept, approve of it because there are so many laws and so many things that go on in Washington that go
Except
on forever and they don't
to
need
money.
To go on forever.
Except when it comes to money in their pocketbook.
Because
then sunsetting goes, we want it to stay permanent, obviously.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the
So I think
the
tax laws probably will change, Victoria, over the next 10 years. As new administrations come in, they'll change the stuff, want to put their own They want to put their own stamp on it. And the same thing is true of the, as I say, of the Farm Bill, which is one of the most expensive things that we do here, supporting agriculture. That goes back to, as with a lot of these other things, the deals that were made after the Depression. And there's plenty of things that were passed and are still in effect. If you go back and look at things from the 1930s to today, they have no reason for being. They have no value. They don't do anything. And yet we don't get rid of them because there's a constituency. And agriculture is one of them. The government has so screwed up agriculture in this country, and it's almost single-handedly has screwed up agriculture. And every day it becomes more obvious when you look at certain adjuncts. The president went to Atlanta to talk to the American Farm Bureau in their annual meeting, and the things that he just doesn't know anything about agriculture, so he says things that sound foolish. And I don't mean this. This is not a Trump attack. It's just people that don't know what they're talking about, no matter what it is, ought not to be addressing things, especially things as important as agriculture, food, what you're feeding your family, what's available for food, what affects food, that sort of thing. And they all think they're doing a great job because they don't know anything about it. You know, maybe in the sense, the sort of support that they are putting on the table. But what they don't realize is that farmers don't want the government support. They don't want them interfering in the way they farm. They know how to farm. They want to get prices for the food that they're raising that are applicable and that address what it costs them to do it. And the government keeps getting involved with caps and stuff that is just... And then they make up the difference. So that means you and I make up the difference for what somebody doesn't... the farmers that don't get paid to grow a head of lettuce and get what they deserve because the public doesn't want to pay for it. So the public doesn't realize, as foolish as it is, the public's paying for it. Because what you aren't paying for out of your pocket when you go to the grocery store, the subsidies that come from the federal government are your money. And you see the government, and there's another agency that has no reason for being today. There's no reason there should be price caps and price controls on food. It should be what you think it's worth is what you pay. End of story. But that isn't the way it is. So, anyway, do I sound impassioned? I really am about that kind of stuff. It just so drives me.
It's livelihood. And I think you're right. A lot of us who haven't lived on farms, we probably sound like dorks to people who make their whole money. I mean, their whole lifestyle is based on what they do there. So,
but would it be so hard to just get a group of actual farmers together for the committee to advise the government on farming issues?
They should.
Well, if they'd listen.
Would that
you
be
see,
difficult?
Here's,
they just solved
really,
it. Ding, 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 ding.
That's a great point because the National Farmers Union,
right.
You know, because you helped me with the American Family
Farmers
Show.
Right, I've learned a lot
from
reading about them, yeah.
Roger Johnson is the president of the NFU, and he's become a friend. He has done a great job at bringing in the family farmer versus the big ag businesses.
The government would go to. The government would go to the big farmers,
yeah,
the people
mm-hmm.
that they
do.
Recognize. You need to right. have... You need, it's not that I love unions, but you almost need to have the little farmers all kind of unionized to become powerful.
Well,
that sounds like a cute union, the Little Farmers Union.
The Little Farmer Guy. Yeah.
It's a misnomer because it really isn't a union, but it is a group
no,
of it's
but
a
you
union.
Know what I'm
it's
saying.
But the American Farm Bureau Federation now represents the big ag businesses and not the small farm anymore. And Trump didn't realize that when he went there. He wasn't speaking to most of the farmers. He's speaking to the big ag, and that's the criticism that's leveled at the government. So that's why that whole thing was a misstep. It was a mess, frankly.
When I think of the big ag companies, I don't even call them farmers. Think of them.
They're
just corporations.
That's all. They're just big corporations. Correct. 10 before the hour, this is the Friday DJV show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour. It's time now for us to overview or examine, if you will, the top five stories from the world of technology. Lots of focus at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, including Neil Patrick Harris trying out a Lyft driverless car. Don't know how far down the strip he got with that. But meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here with the job of going from number five to number one. Kara did a good job, by the way, in your place last
week. Oh, excellent. Victoria. Thank you, Kara.
Big voiced announcer. So I'll be the big voiced announcer again. Or, Kara, you could be the big, you want to be the big voiced announcer again?
I'll let you take it over.
Number five.
Well, a CES story that was kind of interesting that came out this week. The smallest new wearable tech possibly ever seen is also one of the smartest when it comes to protecting your skin. L'Oreal, which is a company we all know as a big beauty brand, we definitely don't think of it as tech. However, they are moving into the tech sector with a new technology called UV Sense. And it's a tiny tracker that fits on your fingernail. It's a little dot, but it packs a whole lot of tech. And it gives you UV, pollen, humidity, temperature, and air quality levels that connects to your smartphone. So you have an app that pairs with this little device that you leave on your fingernails. And so while you're out in the sun, by the pool or the beach or whatever, it will give you alerts and reminders of when to apply more sunscreen. Or if you've had too much sun, it will also tell you when to get out of the sun altogether. And one of the coolest things about this, they're hoping to give it to limited release this summer. We might see it hit some store shelves if they can get production going, and it will only cost around $40. So this is like a Fitbit or something like that. You know, very affordable, wearable tech is, I think, still the way that we're going to be seeing a lot of companies moving, and especially with beauty brands. More and more beauty, I think, are going to be following L'Oreal for sure.
All right, number four. Here's a high-tech story you wouldn't expect to hear.
Pizza Hut is another brand you don't think of when you think of high-tech, but once again, they are also moving in a high-tech way. The pizza chain has announced that they're teaming up with Toyota on a driverless delivery truck, and they're going to begin testing by 2020. And it is they revealed the autonomous concept vehicle. It's called ePallet, and they, of course, unveiled it at the CES show in Vegas on Monday of this week. And they said that they'll be teaming up with Amazon and Uber as well for potential uses of ePallet. Toyota said they're going to start testing on the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, as well as other U.S. regions. It's a self-driving vehicle that has an open design layout, and so what happens is you place your order. The truck actually comes in three different sizes, giving it a lot of various uses. Uber has said they want to start delivering food, too, so this is probably where this will play into it. And so all that happens is it shows up at your front door, you walk out, you punch in your code, and it hands you the food that you've ordered. Domino's also made a similar announcement last August with Ford, so we'll see who makes it to the market faster. But Domino's has been doing really well. Their stock is up, so maybe teaming with Ford, they might make it to the market first.
Remind me to tell you the story of how Uber cheated me this week at another time. Meanwhile, we keep cooking here. A lot of the news coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. Here's Kodak with an announcement.
Kodak has not been talked about since the 70s, pretty much, but now they are back, and they have their own cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, as a reminder, is what Bitcoin is. We're all familiar with Bitcoin. Now they have Kodak coin, and upon the announcement, the stock jumped 60%, and so these Kodak coins will work as tokens inside the new Kodak One, which is their new management platform for photographers' rights. So far, it will only be available for photographers in order as a way to keep a digital ledger of their to register and license their images, and so that way photographers won't get gypped when people use their images on websites and things like that. It will be a way of keeping track of that, so it's good for photographers.
All right, number two on our list of the top five from tech this week.
States are taking on their own battle to protect net neutrality protections. Of course, they're going to go right up against the FCC, and I think at the end of the day, we will see this ending up in the Supreme Court. So far, Illinois, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Connecticut, Washington, California, New York, and Massachusetts have all filed actions in court to protect net neutrality.
Number one on the tech story list this week.
And, of course, the big story this week is Spectre and the meltdown. And Spectre, of course, are those chips that we've been hearing about from Microsoft, and they are in everything. Everything except the Apple Watch. But these chips have not been hacked yet, but they have a flaw. There's really nothing you can do except keep up to date with all of your security updates that are offered on your phone and make sure you don't fall for phishing scams. Don't give away any of your personal info.
The site of the week is Internet Archive. Check it out. It's 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.